Walking into the club is like walking into a wall of sound. The music, the loud chatter and laughter, the general buzz of excitement. I'm aware of you behind me, buzzing right along. It's some time since you've been allowed to accompany me anywhere, and your excitement is palpable. People turn to watch us come in, you following a couple of paces behind me. And I'm immediately aware of one person in particular, looking us both up and down. Her gaze is frankly admiring when it's directed towards you, challenging when she looks at me. Oh, I know what she's thinking. Who does this bitch think she is? I also know that I'm very slightly overdressed for this place in my understated little black dress. Sheerest black stockings, and high-heeled black suede pumps. I'm wearing my hair piled on the top of my head, and diamonds sparkle in my ears. My fragrance insinuates its way into the senses of anyone nearby and threatens to intoxicate. The blonde woman standing at the bar takes in every inch of you. Your good looks, your expensive shoes and watch, and makes it quite obvious that she finds you worth challenging me for. We find ourselves a table, and you order champagne without having to be told, for once. I know you're on your best behavior. You haven't been allowed an orgasm for weeks now, and I know that you're still holding something of a grudge about the punishment I've meted out lately. Punishment for who knows what. I sit back and prepare to watch the fun I'm confident is about to commence. Sure enough, I don't have long to wait before I see you and the blonde exchanging at first discreet glances and then smiles. I have to admit that she's good looking, if you like that sort of thing. Long blonde hair that could almost be natural. Lovely tits. Obviously the best that money can buy. And obviously not bright enough to be intimidating. So all things considered, I'm not surprised that you're feeling in the mood for a little revenge. Especially since you already had a couple of drinks before we got here. I tell you that I've seen some friends across the room and leave the table. Finding a spot close enough to watch you, but in a corner dark enough that you can't see me. It only takes a minute for the blonde to join you at the table and begin flirting with you. Tossing that hair, crossing and uncrossing her legs, and making sure you get a good look into her expensively deep cleavage. At some point I see you laugh and thrust your hand into that cleavage, almost as if to test the depth. She doesn't seem to mind. It's not long before your hand is sliding up her legs, under her skirt, and probing her panties. Assuming she's wearing any, of course. I know you must be excited and nervous. How far can you get before I come back and find you? I smile to myself as I watch you. A passing male misunderstands the smile and begins to approach me. I shrivel him with a look, and he slinks away like a whipped dog. When I look back at you, I'm a little surprised to see just how far you've progressed. The blonde is already on her knees between your thighs, undoing your pants. Your cock springs out to greet her, already hard from the anticipation and the sense of urgency. You waste no time pushing her head down, forcing your cock into the back of her throat with one thrust. You close your eyes and tilt back your head, a groan I can't hear, escaping from your mouth. I watch your back arch as you try to thrust your hard, throbbing cock even further down her throat, as she begins a slow, rhythmic sucking. The music pulsates in time to the bobbing of her head, the throbbing of your swollen prick. You've begged me for months now to take your cock in my mouth, and I've always refused. Although I've teased you on many occasions, almost to the point of tears, my mouth so close to the tip of your cock that you can feel my warm breath caressing it, but always moving away with a laugh. The blonde looks up at you with her shiny red mouth full of cock, and I see a look of triumph in her eyes. I'll bet she thinks you're thinking about her. Her hands stroke your cock, cup and squeeze your balls as she sucks. I know just how full those balls must be. How you must want to just let go and let your cock pump all that pent-up cum and frustration into her willing mouth. The pleasure would be doubly sweet, wouldn't it? The pleasure of that orgasm, so long denied, with a touch of revenge to enhance the sensation. I drain my glass and walk towards the door. I have to pass your table as I do so, without pausing, without missing a step, without even glancing your way. I snap my fingers and hear the blonde gasp as your cock is yanked unceremoniously from her mouth. You must have caught your hard cock against her teeth, or perhaps it's difficult to stuff your hard dick back into your pants, because I hear you say ouch under your breath. I smile my secret smile again as I hear you zip up your pants and scramble to follow me. As you catch up and fall in behind me, I hiss softly at you, "Just wait till I get you home," and laugh softly, imagining just how blue those balls of yours must be now. And laugh softly, imagining the look on your face and how blue your balls must be.